there was a great mystic, a guru called Kabir. He says, "Hey friends, why do you want me to talk? Talk and talk, and the real things get lost. Talk and talk, and things get out of hand. Why not stop talking and think, feel, meditate? If you meet someone good, wise, listen, speak then. If you meet someone bad, clench up like a fist, protect yourself. Talking with a wise man is a great reward. Talking with a fool, just a waste. Kabir says, a pot makes noise if it's just a little in it. But if you fill it to the rim, there is no sound. This has always been a dilemma for the mystics. They live in silence, but still they have to talk. Because that is the language people understand. They understand only words. But remember, they use words to bring you closer to silence. They use words to take you to silence. So it's very strange. Because normally words are just filling you more up. But the words from the mystic is emptying you. You're coming closer to that silent place in yourself. In the East, in India especially, the mystics, the gurus, is the most respected because they know from the tradition that they bring you home. In the West, there is no tradition like this. It's very poor. In the East, they bow down to the master, to the guru. They touch the feet, they kiss the feet, they wash the feet. Why? Because that is what they can touch. That is the symbol. The feet is on the ground. That is the earthly, the physical. So you can touch that physical. But the head, the consciousness to the master is in the sky. In the West it looks strange. And why? Because there is only egos there. They don't have this tradition. And no ego wants to bow down. It's very arrogant. is very proud. But remember, you can only learn if you're available. You can only take something in if you're open. So this is the dilemma. Kabir says, hey friends, why do you want me to talk? Talk and talk, and the real things get lost. And you already talked so much. You already listened so much. And listened only to other fools. Looked at so much nonsense, so many commercials, so many movies, so many dramas, so many sounds. That's why you're confused. Talking won't bring you anything. No, learn to listen, learn to be quiet. Talk and talk and things get out of hand. Why not stop talking and meditate and feel and be? Why not try something new? No, you know the world of talking. Of acting, of quarreling. No, stop. That is what the mystics wants to remind you. There is another reality, there is another dimension in you that has nothing to do with talking, with doing. But if you meet someone good, a silent one, listen a little and speak. He's saying if you are lucky to meet someone who has found silence, who has found love, then listen and then speak, then ask. Then it's very valuable. Because it comes from another place. And then even words can touch that place in you. Then words doesn't need just to touch your head, your mind. But even the words touch the heart. Touch the being. Because they come from the being, they come from the heart. Then is a different flavor. If words just comes from the mind, from the ego, it can only touch the mind, confusion. But if it comes from silence, from the heart, from love, then it can touch that silence in you, that consciousness in you, that understanding in you, that is already there, but forgotten. But if you meet someone bad, clench up like a fist. He's saying, be conscious what you are doing. Who are you really listening to? Who are you talking to? Be careful what you take in. Be more aware in your life what you are doing, who you are listening to, what you are seeing. Bring more awareness into your life. Don't take all rubbish in. If you are unconscious, then you take everything in. That's why everybody got sick. No, when you start remembering, then first thing is to empty out. To make yourself lighter. To make yourself more clean. Unburdened. Then, start taking in more from consciousness. Then start taking in things that is good for you. Listen to what is good. Listen from the people who are good. You can't do that if there is no awareness. And if you meet someone bad, clench up like a fist. He says, then just block it out. Because many times you meet people you have to be with in life. But just let it go off like rain on an umbrella. Be untouched by it. And if you meet someone good, take it in. Drink it. Get nourished. Eat me, drink me, said Jesus. That is exactly what he meant. You have to take it in. Then it becomes part of you. But no, even if Jesus talked to you, you have so much rubbish there from before that it can't really get nourished. It just disappears in all the other voices and sounds. That's why it's so important. First, unburden yourself. Be available. Talking with the wise man is a great reward. It's a great reward, says Kabir. Why reward? Because you must have something that you are worthy to see, to meet a wise one. Not everybody meets a wise one. And it's very easy, even if you meet one, to miss it. Talking with a fool, just a waste. Kabir says, a pot makes noise if it's just half full, but fill it to the brim and no sound. That's why I say it's difficult to talk sometimes. When the pot is full, but some noises one can make, like bloop, bloop, bloop. And talking is not the problem if people are available. Then the mystic can talk about anything. It doesn't matter what. Because you are in tune, you are available. Then it doesn't matter what he does or say, you are just in tune. It means you are available in the moment. That's why they say that the guru has no teaching. The true guru has no really teaching. He is the teaching. Because teaching for what? Teaching something that you can become. No, you are already perfect. If you fall in tune. That's why they talk about these mystics after hundreds and thousands of years, because they belong to the timeless. It's the same message. And in India, in Japan, in China, in the whole East, they have hundreds, thousands of them. They know the value. In the West, it's very poor. Only Jesus and a few others. And that's why they become so hung up the only begotten Son of God. Everybody is God's sons and daughters. Everybody. And everybody can wake up. Why make it so special? It becomes like my country and your country. Let's fight. No, that is no understanding. Kabir says, and Kabir was just a simple man. He was a weaver. Yeah, and he was a family man. He had a wife, he had children. No problem with the children. He was happy. I hope the children also were happy. In fact, there is a beautiful story of his daughter. One day, he used to have satsang in the morning, small gatherings in his house. He lived in Benares, in Varanasi. And one morning, it was just two people there. Normally, it was a little gang, 20, 30 people maybe. What is happening? And his daughter used to stay by the door. And she said, today I had to turn away all those who was not really worthy to be here. And I know that person, she just came because he had some problems with his body. And one was just trying to get the blessings for the son to make it good in school. And this person was just having blessings to get a good, find a good wife, and so on and so forth. And the daughter said, no, I was checking them, why they really came here. And these two are the only one that is worth that you talk to, my dear daddy. That's a very good daughter. Maybe an eye-opener also for Kabir. Maybe thus he wrote this afterwards. Kabir said, he is the real master. And remember, Kabir, he had his master. This is how it goes. He is a real master who can reveal the form of the formless to the vision of these eyes, who teaches the simple way of attaining him, that is other than rites or ceremonies, who does not make you close the doors and hold the breath and renounce the world, who make you perceive the Supreme Spirit wherever the mind attaches itself, who teaches you to be still in the midst of all your activities, ever immersed in bliss, having no fear in his mind, he keeps the fear of union in the midst of all enjoyment. The infinite dwelling of the infinite being is everywhere, in the earth, water, sky, and air. Firm as the thunderbolt, the seat of the seeker is established above the void. He who is within is without. I see him and no one else. Oh, friends, I was also forgetful, but my true guru showed me the way. Then I left all rites and ceremonies. Kabir says he is the real master who can reveal the form of the formless to the visions of these eyes. How can you know that the master is a master or not? He says, he is the real master who can reveal the form of the formless to the vision of these eyes. These eyes that is normally have just seen the physical, all the 10,000 things. These eyes, this being who has also been physical, suddenly something else is dawning on them. Some energy is awakening. Some silence is getting touched. Some joy is getting awakened. Some flowers start growing in the heart. This is the sign of the master who can reveal the form of the formless. And that might happen through the words, by the energy, by the touch, by the presence. And it's always been like that, that those who is ready, they feel something in mysterious ways. Many times I hear, oh, we just saw your picture, something happened, something got remembered. Or just sitting in satsang and something happens. Something that you can't do but is happening. That is the sign. But this tradition in the West is unheard of, because everything that is sacred, everything that is holy, everything that is lovely is forgotten. That's why they say you have to be courageous. You have to listen only to yourself, to that which guide you from the inside. Listen to what you feel, not to anybody else. Listen to your own truth. He is the real master who can reveal the form of the formless to the vision of these eyes, who teaches the simple way of attaining him, who is that is other than rites or ceremonies. And this goes, remember, any true master will go against everything that is there. That which is natural is effortless. It's nothing to do. It's beyond all teaching. Kabir said, who teaches the simple way of attaining him? That is the sign of the real master. Is no fuss. But all your spiritual nonsense has to be left aside. You have to be available to the master. Otherwise, all these ideas will still hold you back. He is the real master who teaches the simple way of attaining him, that is, other than rites or ceremonies. And all over the world they have all the ceremonies and the rites and the techniques and the yogas and the prayers and the scriptures. And people get very proud. I can do this, or you can do that, or you are not religious, you are not spiritual. This is the game that goes on. Just because you have learned some words, some prayer, some technique, some yoga, putting your hand, your arms, your legs behind your neck, you think you're spiritual? You think you're spiritual just eating carrots? You think you're spiritual talking Tibetan? Kabir said, he's the real master who teaches the simple way of attaining him. Very important words. Because there is no way. The only way is that you become simple, you become innocent again. Who does not make you close the doors and hold your breath and renounce the world? It has nothing to do with holding your breath. It has nothing to do with closing the doors and escaping from the world. You have to be courageous, you have to be strong, you have to function in the world. That is the true yogi, not the one who escapes, but who makes the world more beautiful, who shares, and who doesn't get involved with the mind, with the trips of the world, who is untouched. He is the real master who makes you perceive the Supreme Spirit wherever the mind attaches itself. Let the mind go wherever, but remember, there is something more than the mind. And a true master, I can never say, drop your attachment. How can you drop your attachment? You cannot drop your attachment. But you can understand more deeply. You can understand more yourself. You can understand more your attachments. Then the focus doesn't come on your attachments. Your understanding, your consciousness is stronger. In the beginning, being unconscious, you are your attachments. It sticks to you like super glue. When you have realized more of your true being, then your attachment is far away. On the dark side of the moon. Let them be there. It's not you. It's part of the game, but don't take it so seriously. You can drop it, but you can understand. And the more you come back to your true self, your pure understanding, everything falls into place. He is the true master who teaches you to be still in the midst of all your activities. And that is the greatest miracle, who teaches you to be still. Because the mind is so restless, and you've been restless for lifetimes. And everybody is longing for peace. Everybody is longing for stopping. But how can you stop if you don't have the right place to stop? If the right place is there, the right atmosphere, the right climate, then it's easy to stop then. You want to stop. Then even your mind wants to move on, but there's something else that wants to stop. Something deeper than the mind. No, it's enough. Then you start seeing the games of the mind. They always want to go, but something deeper in your being wants to stop. Enough is enough. That is almost impossible to do alone. You have to have the right climate, the right atmosphere. That's why they say the master is just like a gardener. He prepares the right soil. You are the seed. But you have to have the right soil. Then the seed will enjoy that. Who teaches you to be still in the midst of all your activities? Then first, when you have touched that silent space and getting more settled in it, then that will follow you into all your activities. Then there won't be any separation between your outside world and your meditation. It will follow you. And that is a great day of celebration. Because you have it, it will follow you everywhere. You will be untouched, undisturbed. Wherever you are, you will be undisturbed. But that you have to be really strong, very settled. Like Kabir said, firm as the thunderbolt, the seat of the real seeker is established above the void. Then you have to be firm as the thunderbolt. Ever immersed in bliss, having no fear in his mind, having no fear in the mind means not identify with the mind. He has found another place to function from. No, the mind can say whatever. You know, it's just bubbles. It's nothing to do with you. Because ordinary, the mind is fear. But if there is no mind, it means if you have come closer to your true consciousness, then you have seen through the games of the mind. Then is no fear. Then only consciousness, only love, only understanding. Either there can be fear or there can be love. Either it can be understanding, receptivity, or there can be judgment, tightness, control. The infinite dwelling of the infinite being is everywhere, in earth, water, sky, and air. Oh friends, when I was forgetful, my true guru showed me the way. Then I left all rites and ceremonies. I bathed no more in the holy waters. And remember, Kabir, he lived by the most holy river in the whole world, the Ganges. Oh friends, says Kabir, when I was forgetful, my true guru showed me the way. And everybody is forgetful. But how can you find the true way if you don't have a guru? And if it comes a guru, then you are very against it. That's how ordinary people are. Because they can't believe it. Any ordinary egos will get very angry, very annoyed. Because anybody who speaks the truth will challenge you. Is it really real what you are believing in? Is this your own experience? So that is how it always has been, and that's how it always will be. The people who speak the truth will get crucified by the masses. Because it means that you have to change. And it's much easier to be asleep than to wake up. To wake up, you have to wake up. That means you have to drop all your lies, all your thoughts, all your habits, all your so-called knowledge. And then everybody gets scared. Because that's who you are. only those who are courageous, only those who are innocent, only those who are truly intelligent will follow the path. This has always been like that. Then Kabir said, "Then I learned that it was I alone who was mad, and the whole world beside me was sane, and I had disturbed these wise people. Anybody who has seen, who have touched the truth, will disturb sleepy people. It's bound to be like that. Anybody who is awake will disturb those who are asleep. That's why if there is no love, if there is no intimacy, if there is no flame in this human being that it wants to wake up, they will get very angry. Because it's much more easy to be asleep. Only a few people is in between that they want to wake up, that they want to listen to their heart. And be careful, because not everybody is like that. Most people are much more comfortable being asleep. They don't want to be disturbed. And I'm so used to sleeping, because now, for 10,000 years I've been sleeping, and now you come and say, I have to wake up. Be quiet. And then you have to say, but it's a beautiful day outside. And I love you. I want to show you how beautiful it is. Come, come. What? What do you say? Then something you can't forget. Did you a beautiful day? What does that mean? Love? And slowly, slowly, if he goes on and on and on, one day, okay, I'm ready. You want to wake up, then everything changes. With this understanding has dawned in you, I want to wake up, it doesn't matter what, then everything is possible. Kabir says, he is the real master who can reveal the form of the formless to the vision of these eyes, who teaches the simple way of attaining him, that is, other than rites or ceremonies, who does not make you close the doors and hold the breath and renounce the world, who makes you perceive the Supreme Spirit wherever the mind attaches itself, who teaches you to be still in the midst of all your activities. The infinite dwelling of the infinite being is everywhere, in earth, water, sky, and air. firm as the thunderbolt, the seat of the seeker, is established above the void. O brother, O friend, when I was forgetful, the true Guru showed me the way. Then I left all rites and ceremonies, and I bathed no more in the holy waters. Then I learned that I alone who was mad, and the whole world beside me was sane, and I had disturbed these wise people. From that time forth, I knew no more how to roll in the dust of obedience. I do not ring the temple bells anymore. I do not set the idol on his throne. I do not worship any image with flowers. It is not the austerities that mortify the flesh which are pleased to the Lord. When you leave off your clothes and kill your senses, you do not please the Lord. But the man who is kind and loving and who remains passive amidst all the affairs of the world, who considers all creatures on earth as his own self, he attained the immortal being. God is ever with him. Kabir says, he attains the true name, the true vision, whose words are pure and who are free from pride or conceit. That's why they have been singing of the gurus and the masters down the centuries. Like Kabir or anybody, because he removes the unconsciousness and give you a clear vision.
Sab ko khasne